Episode 1029 is Change the Enemy of Marriage.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are wearing a smile on your heart today. It's Relationship Builders Day, and we're going to answer the tough question, is change the enemy of marriage? Maybe it's not one you really thought about, but you thought about changing, so let's talk about it. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the question is this. Is change the enemy of marriage? Because with change being a constant in life, you know you're going to have differences. They're going to show up. We're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. And there is no way to predict how someone will react to change. And being the one who is going through the process, we naturally have the tendency to assume everyone else is changing too. I mean, if I'm doing it, so is everybody else. But that's not the case. And in fact, when we're working on our own transformation, the ones who are watching us may appear to be moving backwards. However, they don't see it that way. So you've got two different perspectives, right? You're looking out of two different lenses here. And we can actually appear to be isolating ourselves and acting all high and mighty. Have you ever been told that? Have you ever been told, oh, you've got a certain complex, maybe a God complex, or you got it all together complex, or you're the best mama complex, whatever that complex is, and it just rubs people the wrong way. You're not trying to do that. But it's their perception. So you have two different sides of the coin. Well, the reason why I raise this question is that when you're in the process of change, and I'm not saying change is a bad thing because we all know to become your best selfie, you have to go through transformation. There has to be change, right? And so when you're in the process of change, you view life from a different perspective. When you got married, think about this. And you said, I do. Well, before that, saying I do, you were dating. Oh, things were much different. Y'all put on that great looking, I am perfect attitude. I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm not going to raise my voice. Oh, I always look good. Until you say, I do. And then you wake up and he's like, oh my gosh, you look like this in the morning. What was I thinking? And then you have an attitude after having children. And he's like, well, what's wrong with you? I thought you had it all put together. Life kind of what happens? It gets in the way. We take off and peel back the layers. Dating, we try to put on our perfect self, and then we get married and we're like, oh, I got him, so now I don't have to worry about it any longer. Those are all perspectives that we carry, and we carry these expectations into our marriage. Then later on in life, what happens? We become wiser. We're no longer that young, adorable, cutesy, patootie, you know, high schooler that's just out to live life and then goes into college with, you know, just enjoying everything, just kind of blowing, letting her hair blow through the wind. All is great and grand. Then all of a sudden it's like, wait, I got to pay bills. I've got children. I've got a roof to put over my head. Oh my gosh, there's responsibilities. And it's not just about my life. Now I have other ones attached to me. And then with that, I have responsibilities in the community and to my job, and it just goes on and on and on. Is change the enemy of marriage? You see, as we get older and our perspective changes, hence the word change, right? We begin to go through what? Transformation. We evolve over time. We're always learning. God created us that way. We are creatures of habit, but we're also creatures of learning new things. So we're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. If we're stagnant, we are dead. And we don't want to be that. That's not the episode that we want to be talking about today. So is change the enemy of marriage? The answer to that is Y-E-S. Yes, it most definitely can be. And with change comes what? Friction and differences. Have you ever butted heads with your spouse? Oh, I got this. You're wrong. I know. Can you not see it my way? Come on. We've been through this 10 other times. Why haven't you figured it out yet? Change always brings up friction. When you're going through change, making a conscious effort to instilling different actions and responses that you're making, not that somebody else is making, that you're making. Okay, this is what you control, your actions, your responses. You're disturbing the norm. You're rocking the boat. And when you rock the boat, there can be division, separation. Now, this is not an excuse to not be your best selfie. A lot of us would like to just throw up our hands and say, well, I can't change my habit. I just got to keep eating the way I like to eat because, well, he expects me to cook that way. Or, well, this is kind of the lifestyle we've been living, so I'm just going to kind of stick with it. No big deal. I can do it. Oh, yeah, I grew up with this attitude. I don't have to change this attitude. I don't care if my kids carry it on for another 3 or 4 generations. No big deal to me. That's not serving anyone, and it's definitely not serving you. And you know, because you're here, that you are created on purpose for a greater purpose. You are made for more. You crave it. You want it. Why? Because God instilled it in you. That's why you're searching out for your best selfie. You want to create your now and let him lead. But if we are sitting here going, you know what? Yeah, if change is the enemy of marriage, I don't want to have to go through it because I kind of want to stay married. I kind of sort of like the guy that I said I do to 10, 15 years ago, and I want to stay married. That's an excuse. And we can't use change and transformation as an excuse not to become our best selfie. So if you don't want to let change be the enemy in your marriage, what do? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Leave your ego out of it. Leave your ego out of it. How many times does our ego get in the way? Ego, that's where it should go, is goodbye. Ego, out the door. You got to leave it. You got to check it at the door. No more. So let's give some life practical application skills that you can use and how this looks like when you leave your ego out of it. Number one, no pointing fingers. Just stop it already. Not the, I'm right and you're wrong. Oh, come on. Maybe you just did that this week. I told you so. Oh, that just digs. That can break down a marriage. We could do just an episode on that alone. I'm right, you're wrong. That can be the quickest killer in a marriage. But the thing is when we're going through change, we feel like we are right because we've discovered all that we've been doing wrong. And so we're like, now I got it together and I know I've got it together and I'm making the change and you should know better. That's not how it works. So stop pointing the fingers. I'm right, you're wrong, no more. Okay? You can't do that. Number two, you have to model the change. Whatever the change is, maybe for you, it's better management of time. Maybe you were always one who is kind of running that 5-10 minutes late, using the excuses of the kids being little. Now they're kind of getting to where they can be ready on time. But you were the one dragging your feet, and it was just more of a habit. You would just delay things. And now you're like, oh, I can't do that anymore. So you're making a change, but guess who also was following suit a while back when you said, I do? Oh, yeah, the spouse. Dad's right there. Mama's got it too. Everybody's doing it together. But now you recognize it, and you're like, okay, you know what? I got this. Well, don't sit here and say I'm right and you're wrong. Just model the change. Be better at time management. Set your time accordingly because guess what? They're going to be watching. And when they watch, they'll begin to notice what? A difference. And it won't be about your ego going, haha, I got this. It'll be like, wow, I kind of like this. Maybe I'm willing to get on board. There's a big difference. You're not creating a division. You're what? You're creating a community, combining one-to-one. That's what you want.
Model the change. Number three, give grace. Let God do the work. You do yours. You can only control you. And I know for me, control is a big factor in my life. Has been. I was raised with a controlling father. I love him dearly. He has taught me a ton. But that part of control is that can come from like perfection. If they can't do it right, well, then I'm going to do it myself. And so I would leave a lot of people out from doing things that maybe they needed to do and experience in life because of my issue with quote unquote control. You can only control you, your action, your responses. That's it. You can't control your children, even though we try. We can't. We can't control our spouse, even though we try. We can't. And so you have to understand you have to give grace to those around you, the ones you love the most, the ones you hold dearest in your heart. Give them grace. Let God do the work in them while you do the work in you. That's the key. When you use these three areas, no pointing fingers, no more I'm right, you're wrong. You model the change, you just do it, and you let them watch. And number three, you give grace. That's when you leave your ego out of it. That's when what? You begin to build a family on a strong foundation because you're building it together. You're not putting in these divisions. Have you ever walked into an empty office that's just really big and it's just open? And the next time you come in, it's like, oh, well, this was an empty room and now the business is growing, so we've got to make office space. And all of a sudden, there's just all these little cubicles. And they put up these kind of like just walls, you know, half walls, just a little bit taller than about maybe 6 feet or so. Enough to make you feel like you have your space, but you really don't. Well, that's what happens when we go through transformation. When we start pointing our fingers and we act all high and mighty, we're putting up all of these little cubicles and telling people, you have a place. And if you're not in my space here, you're not worthy. Ouch, I know that hurts, doesn't it? But I want to be real and honest with you. This isn't easy. I have to do the work daily. Some days are really great and it's awesome. And I can feel like I have a spectacular day and I, you know, leave my ego at the door all the time and everything's wonderful. But there are some days that that ego gets put on that shoulder and boy, she likes to go for a ride and she takes me on her ride. And it's sometimes tough. It's not easy, but it's simple. Maybe you want help with this. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I would love to come beside you and help you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There's no charge, no strings attached. I'm not going to try and sell you anything. I know that's one thing. When I talk to people, they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to give me the hard sell, aren't you? And I'm like, no, I'm really not. This is my way to give back. And it's also a way for you to experience what coaching is. A lot of people have never experienced the power of coaching. And I would love for you to experience that. So click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin our conversation. There's just a quick little form there. Fill that out. It'll come directly to me. Nobody else sees it. Nobody else gets it. Not even my puppy dog, Rhino. Nope, he doesn't read it either. Even though I think he probably would, because most of the time he hangs out while we record. You probably have heard him a couple times in the episodes. He'll woof behind us. But he doesn't get it either. It comes directly to me. So it's highly confidential. That will begin our conversation and we will get your conference call scheduled. And we can chat about this. Whatever you need, I want to be there for you and serve you. Leave your ego out of it. Transformation is good. Change is good. Change is good for a marriage, but it can be the enemy. If you don't want to make it the enemy, leave your ego at the door. You matter, your marriage matters. So be present, be incredible, and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.